Rishus Kol HaKol HaKonish Hazeh, beautiful, Benetmanim, Chazak ourselves. You know, the halacha is, Ein Mevatel and Issa L'chatchila, you're not allowed to take an Issa B'Mevatel. The halacha is, if you're Mevatel and Issa, even B'Dieved, it is Osir. You buy a product that has some Issa, but it's Batel. So, you are not Mevatel it. B'Dieved, we know that becomes Batel. But for Hashgacha to rely on the fact that something's becoming bottle and you're giving Hashgacha, there's a shaila that they're bringing a bottle for you, you're giving Hashgacha, and therefore that may be also even b'dieved. Ein bottle and Isser, how about Chometz before Pesach? To take Chometz, be a bottle. For example, let's say we would not stop our machine matzahs every 18 minutes to clean it up. So some chametz might gather that was not moved in the machine. But we're baking before Pesach. Is chametz before Pesach an isur? It's a heter. Let's say I have some milk and it fell into water, and it's not bottled. Am I allowed to add more water in order to embattle that milk, and then go ahead and mix it with meat? I'm gonna make a chicken soup, and a little bit of milk fell into my pot that I had water. I go ahead and I add more water, and I'm embattled the milk. What, did I do anything wrong? There's nothing wrong, it's heter. There's no issur to mevatel heter. There's an issur to mevatel issur. Milk and water, there's nothing wrong with it. So I go ahead and I mevatel, and then I go ahead and put my chicken in this pot that had a little bit of milk. I added more water, it becomes bottle. So there is no problem with being mevatel the water. The shaila is, how about Chometz before Pesach? Chometz before Pesach, look, it's also a heter. It should be like water and milk. It's a heter. Is there a problem of being mevatel? Let's learn that soon. Zog Deilu Gataz, Nesimim Tav Mem Zayin. Nearly, the Nisar of Lach V'Lach V'Chochet Mishishim Koyim HaPesach. Says the Taz, the truth is we're not taking Chometz and mixing it with heter. It already got mixed, just that there wasn't enough to batel b'shishim. Let's say some chametz fell and became mixed with other heter, and it's ayav lach v'lach. We'll see lach v'lach is not of dafka, just a case where it's properly mixed. Bochus b'shishim kala pesach, zog da ilyataz, the yochai leharbay salam kala pesach, you're allowed to add on to that. And to be vatel it before Pesach, at sheishishim, until sheishishim, kdei sheimutin Pesach, so that it should be mutin Pesach. There is no issue of ein vatel issur chatchila, because this is not issur, this is heter. Now clearly the Taz is saying this chiddush only if it already got mixed and you are adding more unto it. And he says, Raya was ekosav to milchay sukkah, we'll get back to this Raya, he brings a Raya from milchay sukkah, ayin shav. And he says, this lach v'lach is not coming to exclude if, let's say, you had flour which was chametz with flour which is not chametz, and it got mixed. So since it's mixed properly, it's the same thing as lach v'lach. It's not yovesh v'yovesh, even though the flour is yovesh, but because it gets mixed properly, so therefore it's considered like lach v'lach, because it's inside of yovesh. The Taz sends us to Simon Tav Nun Gimel. Let's take a look what it says in Simon Tav Nun Gimel. It says, we have some wheat that was exposed to water and it sprouted. That means it got wet. It sprouted, that means that it became actually chametz. So I had that little bit of the wheat that I didn't yet grind in order to make my flour for my matzahs. And I didn't take out that piece of wheat that grew, that sprouted, that became chametz. Says Ramah, the same thing is, it's not a problem. There's no problem if you didn't take out that little piece of wheat. He says you have to make sure that even though we know chametz for Pesach is a mashu, however, before Pesach it becomes bottle. So you have to make sure that it was bottle. That's what it says in the Ramah. That you had some wheat and got mixed up, mixed into it, some chametz like a wheat. You have to make sure that there should be shishim that's already bottled. And then you have to grind it and make flour and make matzahs out of it. That's the Ramah. Mishabura brings down, if there wasn't shishim, let's say there was a lot of wheat that became chametz, and you didn't have 62 levatel. There are those who say that you're allowed to add onto that more wheat that is kosher, that is not chometz, because the levatel mishishim, in order to levatel mishishim, we're talking about Pesach. But the mikvah is levatel is lechatchila, she also gives you kodem Pesach. Then, yes, when it's not isur, it is heter, and therefore, says that those who say, says Mishabura, that you're allowed to add, even if there wasn't batel, nevertheless, you'll have to add onto that in order to be mevatel. Ve'ela Paiskim Oisim, however, says the Hebrew Mishnah Berurah, that most Paiskim Aser, the Kiyum Demarev Adai Tolechol Oisim Pesach, since your intention of mixing it is in order to eat it on Pesach, even though right now it is Heter, but the reason why you're doing it is to be able to eat it on Pesach, have like a mevatel Zman Isur is considered like if you're mevatel during this Zman Isur, even though it is not yet Aser right now, but because you are being ma'arev in order to make matzahs, in order to be able to eat on Pesach, so therefore it's considered like if you're mevatel b'zman yisuroi. Let's say that you don't have enough wheat, you don't have enough flour, and you need to grind it. Says you could rely on the matirim, even though Roy Paiskim holder it's also. Says you could rely on the matirim. Let's take a look. Who's this machlekes? Zot shalitzir. He says the matirim, that's the task that we just saw before. He says that you're allowed to mix. And v'choy kiyankev, it's kadas aviyazir, there are rishayim, they have a rishon the aviyazir, that holds that you're allowed to be married. And Mogen Avraham, sivkot mamhei, gam kino katochil ledina. So it comes out that the Taz and the Mogen Avraham, the main first of Shulchan Aruch, hold that you are allowed to add onto that. However, Mishmer brought down, that Rav Paiskim hold its Osir. Zad Shaitzir, who is the Osir? Zerashba, Simen Tafe He, Simen Tafe Tafam, with Heavy Shem Ram Bar Baruch. It's Rashba, and the Turb is him as Zesh, because of Kim Shadim is coming since he has no intention. So he says that if it was already mixed, it's fine. Ve'arib v'tur, and ve'aran v'tshuva v'tzorach tzedek, and he brings down a moral chai, v'chen gosin ha'ashol, v'chen moshe, v'ismei, v'mogin ha'ol. It comes out that there's a whole list of oisim, and therefore Mishnah Berurah holds that l'chatchila to be ma'arev is asur. They hold the chalik on the Taz. The Taz says that since it's heter, there's no problem being ma'atel, but the place like the Rashba hold that since you're doing it al das to eat it on Pesach, so it's considered to be a mevatel shlechat chila, and therefore you would not be allowed to. So the chura, we have to understand what is in the Kodesh HaMachlokes. Right now it is not also it's heter. I'm doing it al das to eat it during Pesach. Why is it that Taz holds that it's mutter? Because right now it's mutter, even though I know that I'm doing it in order to eat it on Pesach, it's considered that it's heter. And the Rashba and many other places can hold that is considered, since I'm doing it on Das Lechal, it's still also, so we'll have to understand what exactly is the Negudas HaBachlaikas. Before we do that, let's go through the sheet that it says this also. Awesome. It's a Rashba that it brings down in Simt of Hey, head, and it's like this. True. Also, Leis HaLem Kedei Lechal Mepesach Mekamot Tamim, he says, you're not allowed to add onto them in order to eat them on Pesach, many reasons. Chada, the kimishu me'ad levatel, since you are mixing it in order to levatel, kim elecho pesach, harik levatel isra v'techa pesach, it's considered like if you're levatel isra v'techa pesach, it comes out according to him, that l'chura, not only, it won't be batel b'shishim, even b'mashu, it would answer. because since he holds that it's like every room battle of Pesach, mm-hmm. Pesach we know that Shishim is not a battle, you need, there should be even Mashu Asas. So according to this, as Rashi was saying, that if, even if there was Shishim, but since on Pesach it's Oysa and Mashu, so you're being mad at even more, according to the Rashba, there would be also. Now, that's what brings the Gemara that is a Raya for this. But today, that'll bring the Raya. Abba the Tom of Chishta, the Gemara tells us a case that there was a ship that was loaded with wheat and sank in the water. And so this happened a couple weeks before Pesach. The shaila is what to do with the wheat. So it's chometz like the wheat. But how are you going to be able to do it? There was no hashkacha, so there was no question of Pesach. The flowers, how are you going to be able to keep track? And the shaila of the Gemara is what to do with all that wheat that we know there is chometz. The Gemara says that the only heta that there is, elolamachem kavakav, you're only allowed to sell 1 pound at a time. Since a few weeks before Pesach, so then you still have to have, for a few weeks before Pesach, you still have to have the chametz for bread. So therefore, if you just sell a small amount at a time, so then it is, that's the only way that Smutas Lagomar comes out, that they were matter to sell it, but you can't sell a larger amount because we were afraid they might be used for Pesach. You're only allowed to use a small amount that we'll assume that will be consumed before Pesach. The lich lukam and pischa, so it should be eaten before Pesach, because otherwise you might use it on matzahs. More than that, it's going to be chomish arah Pesach, and after Pesach it's going to be asur. In fact, they look at Ashba, according to the matir that say you're allowed to mix it, and the benaritza, take all that wheat, mix it up with other wheat that you know is kosher of Pesach. Why do you have to without it? Why says the only thing you could do is only to sell a very small amount. No problem. Take all that wheat, mix it with wheat that is kosher, and it's going to be fine. Since the Gemara says that there's no other eitzah other than selling it a little bit at a time, so then it's clear that to be mevatel, to mix it with kosher wheat, with kosher flour, it wouldn't help. It's a clear right, it says it has from the Gemara. This is where it says that the only thing you can do is only to sell it kava kava, to sell just a small amount at a time. It's clear that you're not allowed to do a battle. That's pretty good. It says, of course, it's a bomb kasha from a first Gemara. So what's the task going to do with the Gemara that Rashi brings down? It says, of course, it's a bomb. He says, I'll tell you there's a difference between. The Taz was talking about a case that already got mixed just not enough to be mevatel. You're adding on to mevatel more, that I'll tell you is takimutter. Over there, all the wheat that we had in that ship was all chametz. The Shaila was to take chametz and to be me'arev with heter, the Taz will agree that's also. And therefore, you don't have a right from that Gemara connected to Taz, because Taz is speaking in the case that it got already mixed. Not mixed enough in order to be matrit. You're just adding more in order to be matrit. That's what the Taz says, and it's mutter. That Gemara is talking about chametz, that you want to mix, to take the chametz be'en, and to be matrit lehedya, that the Taz will agree to, so therefore you don't have a right against the Taz. And the question is, if chametz is heter, if it's not iser, and that's why you're allowed to add onto the beit, it's not considered a mevatlin iser because it's considered heter. What's the difference whether you take the chametz and you mevatl it, or if you take the taruvis and you add onto the taruvis? But if it's heter, so what's the problem? We're talking about the milk and the water. Now let's say somebody, for whatever reason, he made a bet with a friend, I bet you that you could take milk and cook and make a chicken soup with it. And smother. The rabbi will say smother. So you have a pot of water, you put in a little bit of milk, a few drops of milk, it's bottled, and then you cook your chicken. Any problem? No problem. Over there you're ma'ariv milk with water. Milk with water is not isur. Then you decide to cook your chicken or meat, whatever it is. There's no problem. So why should there be a difference whether you're taking the Isser and being Me'arevet Lehevya, or whether it's already mixed and you're going to add onto that mix. Now the truth is, we find something very similar in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here today says like this: Isser shel Evreim, if you have something which is also a Dabon, it's not also a Deraisa. You're not allowed to mix it, but you're dying to mevatel it. If also came the mezid, then if you did so, the mezid, it's also. We know in mevatel chatchila, it's even with the evidence also if you're mevatel chatchila. I was not on atzma terkadei lematloi, but if we're talking about an issa drabon that fell into heter, but there isn't enough to mevatel, my be'olam mevatloi, you're allowed to add on to that. So Shulchan Aruch clearly passes by an issa drabonon. Once it's mixed, you're allowed to add on to that. You see that there is this difference between being ma'arev de be'en or whether just adding onto the taruvas in order to evato. So l'chor you have to say that the Taz is going to hold that way also. That's what the Prima God is telling us, that since it's already mixed and just adding on to it, you find this concept that once it's already in Urav, you're allowed to, and over here, since Lamaisa is not Isur, before Pesach it is Heta, even though it's true to go be Me'arev B'Yadayim would be also. We consider that to go be Me'arev B'Yadayim is considered like an Isur Abonah to Me'arev B'Yadayim, that we say that it's also. So L'chura, that's what we would say, that you find the Svarah already, and that is what the Prima Gadol Me'yashev, the times from the Gemara and Psach.
So it won't be like by with
the meat. I'm sorry?
It has to be a meat.
It would be bottom right? Chad the tray, but you don't have shishim, still may sing tam, l'chur.
The Abagam, please repeat, what's the case of the wheat that's all usher, and what's the case of the harubis that part of the mizasa, part of the zumar, the regular wheat is all usher?
No, we're talking about the ship that sank.
Oh, so
it sat in the bottom of the water for a long time, so all of the wheat of the year.
Why is it usher again?
It's chametz. It sat in the water, it all sprouted.
Right. And what's the case of tarubis?
That some sprouted wheat fell, got mixed with other wheat. So there's a shishin.
Which one's kashin, which one is usher?
So to take the be'en.
Which one of the sprouted is usher and the...
All sprouted is usher.
Why?
Because it became chametz. It is fermented.
Why?
It was sitting in water, it became fermented.
Why should we say that all the wheat? Why should we say that all the wheat became all the wheat sprouted?
But
didn't crack
the cloud. It did. They said, we're talking about a ship that sank in the water. It was sat in the bottom of the river for a long time. Then they took it out and they recovered the wheat, and the case was it was all chametz. That's the case of the Gemara and Daf Mem. The question I would like to right now pose is the following. Is there possibly a difference between whether I'm going to be using this wheat in order to make matzahs for eating my gezeisim on the first night of Pesach, or let's say I have enough matzahs for I bake a Pesach matzahs for the Seder, and I'm just being me'arev this to use for matzahs for the rest of the week. Is it possible that if it is the tzarech mitzvah for what I need for my basic gezeisim, it might be different, and possibly I would be allowed to me'arev b'yodayim for the tzarech mitzvah? Is there a difference between the two cases, whether I'm eating specifically Tzarech Mitzvah or whether it's some matzahs are going to be used on the rest of Pesach? That's something that we'll need to revive. So let's take a look at the raya that the Taz brought. Let's go back to the Taz. The Taz says, beginning of the page, Nirali the Mistarev Lach 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 Shishim Koyim HaPesach Yochel Ha'ar Yisrael Koyim HaPesach Elah Te'ed Ad Shish Shishim Kedei Shiri Mutter HaPesach Nemezah Mishumim Vatel Yisrael HaTchila V'Raya Lazer Kosavte I brought a raya to this in Hilchai Sukkah Siman Tov Reish Chavav. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Chavav. Zog Dei Elegei Shulchan Aruch Oysi Sukkah Sik Tach HaSeilon. If first we made a sukkah under a tree, and those who say Shema Ilan still say Menu Mechamazai, that if the tree has more shade than it's majority shade, the more than the sun, psula b'chol inyan, whatever sukkah you made underneath it is possible because it is under a schach that is possible because of the mechumah l'karka. Back from the sukkah, it's still mechumah l'chamasa, and even if the sukkah is still mechumah l'chamasa, it's a machlek as Rashi places in the Testament based in sukkah. But if the tree itself is more sun than shade, if the sukkah has enough schach without using that from the tree, even if you didn't bring down those branches and you mixed them into schach of the sukkah, let's say that we have a sukkah that has 40% sail. And I need the branches on top, which is another 30%, in order to make it still some meruba.
How could the Rav say that's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, when they're both tzedos and meruba nechamasa, when the Mashal explains Tosfos over there, that when they're both tzedos and meruba nechamasa, he places it faster than it's possible. I, Tosfos, says that when it's tzedos, when it's chamasa, when it's tzedos, when it's tzedos, when it's tzedos, kosher. That's only when the top is chamasa, when it's tzedos.
That's the Mashal notes. That if you need, you have 40% sale kosher in your sukkah, and you have 30% sale from the tree, and you need that extra in order to give you some chamasa. So Sirach Sheyashvil Gemara says that you have to bring down Hanafim, the branches, the Avim Aschach, and you're going to mix it together with the Schach. V'yishlein Nikoyim, that it should not be Nikar, that it is Schach Pasul. V'yishchach Rav Aleim Avatul, so then the Schach Kosher, you have 40% Schach Kosher, it's more than the 30% of Schach Pasul, which is Mechuba, and you're allowed to be Avatul. It says clearly, I'm taking Schach Pasul, and I'm being ma'arev with schach kosher. I'm being mevatel schach pasul, using it in order to give me still some chamasa. No problem. Zok t'taz, mashma filo chatchil yochel lasis kemis mashma. I'm taking schach pasul, and I'm being ma'arev yodayim with the schach kosher. The chenis v'gemara, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. The kosher kaim chol duchtim v'atel nesul chatchil. You've been mevatel goodness not iser. But Lamai says schach pasul, so you know what to mevatel it. The Vush there satam the ve'amah b'zeg asirin shem yomi lahatir kolu itzur. The Vush says that the reason why we say that mevatel schach chila is because we're afraid we might come to mevatel the whole itzur. Meaning that if I'll allow you to mix itzur together with heter and be mevatel it, so you see that the itzur has flexibility. There are times that you could eat Isser. And if so, maybe I won't be ma'arav it properly, or maybe I won't be ma'arav it period, since I'm being, it says to the bush, I'm being makel on the Isser by being matered through mixing it. So therefore, we're afraid you might go to about the whole Isser. Avalocha, the mitzvah le'shayach zeh, but over here it says to the bush, since the reason why we're doing it is in order to be yaitza the mitzvah of sukkah, so therefore, the Leishach is not shy to say that I'm going to go ahead and use only Schach Pasul. But I want to be kind of a mitzvah. I want to be kind of a mitzvah. I don't want to fool myself into thinking that by being Ma'ariv, I'm going to be the kind of something which is not a mitzvah. And therefore, over here, we're not choshesh. Just that we generally have a problem with is because we're afraid we might come through Matir the Issa. But over here, since you're involved in a mitzvah, Lo Yasa Mitzvah Veira, not going to do a mitzvah Veira, that's what the Levush says. The reason of the Levush. We find other cases that we're geyser on certain type of schach. We're geyser on certain type. For example, if you have the sun, we have boards that are dal la dal. We're afraid that if you're allowed to, use boards that are four tefachim wide, that a person's going to think, what's the difference between the boards that I'm using for the sukkah or my house itself that has boards, which is built with the exact same boards? Nevertheless, we see that we do make it certain on such a day, so you don't say that what do you mean? You're using this and that butter in order to be yes to something that you that you're going to sit in your house also. You see that we are Chayshus Sefer Megadim, that there's a difference. It says you make a sukkah amazed with the branches of the tree which are mechuba, so that there's no chash. But over here, a person is not going to know the difference between the boards that you bought in Home Depot and the boards that you have already in your house, are the exact same board. So therefore, it's like we got them that we don't have that problem. So therefore, Lavush says that since you took a tzarech mitzvah, it would be mutter. Zog continues the task. Shura Yisrael Abayi Yerucham, he says the Vach, Shukas Hashem Marcha Oruch, Vatat Zal Shadim. Yishleimah, the claim Yenta Shadim Yisrael Adayin, says the Vach, that there's a difference. You're being ma'arif before Yom Tov. You're taking the schach possible, being ma'arif with schach kosher. He says, since it's not Israel yet, therefore, this Isser of Evatul Chatchila is only when you'll have Hana. That's how the Bach is learning. Over here we say that since Mitzvah Av Lohan is Nitnu, who Mizela Matam with Tarum Eschom Etzkoyim and Pesach, says the Tach, from this we learn, that when you have to go to the Pesach v'lach v'lach, ain't shom shishim, yochel lehaba is you're allowed to add on to that tafil l'chadchila kim shikoyim l'isr, since it is before the isr. I like this. Sorry? That's what the Bach is saying. That when you're doing it in order to have hana from it, so when there's no hana, there's no problem. Now, according to the Bach, it comes out, truthfully, if you're being ma'arev, Isser Ben, it's not that there was already Taruvis. Over here, the Schach Basel was Isser Ben. And the task we said is only matter once it's already mixed to add more, but to take Isser Ben, he's saying that it's mutter. So, the Chura, because it's before Sukkot. So what's this here in the Talmud?
The Chayr by Sukkot is also Hanah of itself.
I'm sorry?
The Chayr by Sukkot is also Hanah of itself.
We'll get to that. It's a Chayr of the Kudah. Yeah.
The Behud at the end of the Chayr brings this in Kudah.
Yeah.
And you can't say Mitzvah Zavos and you can't like
say it's also. It's a Shari on the Dabit HaTzvah. So we'll get to that, Hashem. Yeah. Well, Kapanin, L'Chayrah, there's a Seher of the Talmud. We saw the Taz is only matter once it's mixed. Over here we're allowing to mix l'chatchilim, something that is also even before it's mixed. L'chur you see from this Taz that since we're talking that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, so then in Achanami the Taz would be matter even to be me'arev iser before this man iser, something that will be also later on. We're being me'arev right now. So therefore, the Chur comes out that if you needed the wheat in order to bake matzahs for the kazaisim that you need on the Leila Seda, you're not going to have it. Even if it's not yet mixed, the Taz will hold that smother. Because that's exactly what he says. It shows the two cases. And we know that by Chometz, he only says smother after it's mixed. So he's saying you're allowed to take the Isser and mix it together. Vay says that the Taz is being mechadesh, that there's a difference if it's a tzarech mitzvah. That's what the Bach is talking about. This is the tzarech mitzvah, so then you have to take even the Isser Be'en, the quote-unquote Isser. It's not yet Osir, but something will be Osir tomorrow. Today, that it's mutter, you'll have to take it and mix it lehedya, and mix it v'yadayim, as opposed to when something is not for a mitzvah, that then only if it's already mixed, you'll have to continue mixing. But in a time if I would need it for a matzah mitzvah, l'chura, you would be able to l'chura, then you would be allowed to mix even the Isser Be'en.
It's possible that there's Hanadi also, because now you can eat the matzah. Mitzvah is a learning thing. Just because the Kibah, Hanadi, yes, I enjoy matzah, it's going to be also extremely mutter. It's part of the Hanadi. Takas is the Mishnah Lamal, Taimit, that there was Mitzvah Lamal, Mitzvah Lamal, Mitzvah Lamal, Mitzvah Lamal, Mitzvah Lamal,
Because Chalom Varayis.
Well,
it's not Chalom Varayis, she can't handle
it. Okay,
yeah. So okay, we'll get to that. That, that's the sugya that's upcoming.
Because I'm not. My child does not know. So how is the mitzvah of the Muslim Chal?
So before that child, the Rashba doesn't bring up the sugya at all. Why does the Rashba tell so the rise from the testing we have from Chal? The Rashba does not mesiach es mechlal to the sugya of big mevatel, very mevatel lechatchila. Rashba also says also, even if it's already mixed, just to add, over here clearly says you're allowed to. Let's learn Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings down, Rav Kosav, Afagav Issa Shechel Asira Einei Batel, even though if you have an Issa that you're able to remove, does not become Batel, become Ochim, Ochak, Echmer, Echmer, Elmesha, Bepalga, Saga, Eparis, Kaime, Amuta, he says, over here, the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that as long as you have half of the schachle is kosher, it is good, because first kaiman is mutter. But because they're mixed, that's why you need a rive. Therefore, there is no bitul issa. Send the Magen Avraham. This is what the Rashi is going to hold. That over here, it is not considered to be issa, because over here we have halacha mashiv sinai. But etzem, if you had 50% of schach kosher, it would be good enough. Why do you need there should be more schach kosher and schach basel? It's only because they're meruva, they're meura, since they're mixed, so that's why you need a rive. So therefore he says that's why it's not considered a batul issa, that's why the Rashba doesn't tell us. The Rashba says in the Dharam like this. When do we say mitzvah savlon is nitnu? Hanemila loyma shen kiyum kiyum a mitzvah choshev ano. The being mekayim a mitzvah is not considered to be ano. Somebody hears the kol shayfer from a shayfer that is also about ano. Mitzvah savlon is nitnu is not a problem. When we call mokayim in misani gufei, but zog tei l'ganan, if you have actual pleasure, that your body is pleasure, rather than kind of misses ano mikra, it's considered to be ano. Mishmachem repere karu basic. Let's say somebody made an issa hanoah from a mikveh. So during the winter, that there's no hanoah going into the dirty mikveh, it's mutter. However, in the summer, that you're cooling yourself up also, since even though mitzvah avlo nisnit, the only reason to go to the mikveh is to be mitzvah himself to be able to eat truva tonight. But because there is hanoah saguf, he says hanoah minamayim, tevoi meisak shomim, avloi meisak hama, because zog tehe l'ganan, that there is hanah sagup. So if the Rashba holds like the Ran, he says l'chur, it doesn't apply to our sugi at all, because over here there is going to be hanah sagup. So l'chur, we're saying that the reason why the Rashba is not saying that our sugi is because over here we're talking about what the Ran says in Halacha Moshe Sinai, but l'chur, over here that there is actually hanah sagup, l'chur, it should be a problem. So maybe we could say Teretz based on Shalamel. Shalamel says like this. It says, let's start from the third line, the name of the Iri. He says, "Mizeh apiru shayt zavim shmuel." Shemut lesachar asuka beisuri anoa. Says zavim shmuel, you're allowed to use tzchach, which is also anoa. You're allowed to use that tzchach. He says, "A first extra mitzvah lo nesnitu." We do it against our will, not for our sukkah. We're sitting in the sukkah. We're being protected from the sun. Even though there's a nasa guf, others hold it's not a problem. Actually, in achas yasa mitzvah, he says that as long as you don't have a noah after the asa mitzvah, like for example, the person goes into a mikveh. The second he is in the mikveh, goes into the mikveh, he's tohar. That's it. That he did the mitzvah. The second afterwards, no more mitzvah anymore, so he's having a noah. Then Shalom Melech, that even though we say, even if there's hanas haguf, it's not a problem, that's only if at the time of the kiyum a mitzvah, you're going to have hanas haguf. But when you go to your mikveh, and the second that you're under the water, you become tahar. Let's say even you say that you have to come out of the water to be tahar. The second you stick out the finger out of the water, you're ready tahar. Now you're still in the water. Right now the water is cooling you off, and therefore you're not allowed to have anah. Because after you had tahara, you have anah after siyasa mitzvah. He says, according to this, being misachar b'isur anah is not a problem, because the whole time that you are sitting in the sukkah, you're being mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. There's no such thing, like, it's not like the second that you enter the mikvah, you're tahar, there's no more mitzvah anymore, and then you're going to have anah afterwards. Even though you have an asa gufsa, k'shara melech, since at the time that you are having hano, you're being mekayim mitzvah, he says, according to this, but the sacher b'sur hano, the dvarim nechaynim u'chadoshim, says the shara melech, that this is correct, it's a chiddush.
It's not like the ran, it's like the shayim mitzvah.
Sorry?
It's not like the ran, it comes out like the shayim mitzvah.
Yeah, l'chud, yeah. That there are those who say, he brought the ran first, And then he says that there are those who bring Peshem and Meir this Kiddush, that even though there's an Asaguf, if you're still being Mekayim and Mitzvah, since this is all done, it's Mitzvah, so therefore, you're still, at the time you're being Mekayim and Mitzvah, you're being Yaitzah.
No such Meir.
I'm sorry?
No such Meir that argues with this
guy. There's no
such Meir that argues with that.
But since you're not doing it for the Hanukkah,
I'm speaking to David. The Rebbe says it's a David. What did they say? Like the Sharamel.
But the Meir says it's not that way.
No. You don't make sense. You guys know how to schlag up. When it comes to the Gibbabit, you'll be happy to schlag up. When it comes to this, all of a sudden you're not going to schlag up. You guys are not counter, yeah?
No,
it's not. The question is like this.
It doesn't make sense to say mitzvah's lavi hamisi. You have a no. So I know.
We mentioned before.
Tepakaran. You know better than the Ran. You can come with a vice bird. You can say hepakaran.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
what's wrong with it? I would have to tell you
that. That's Shayma mitzvah. Yeah. That's how it goes. You have the shmira of the mitzvah here, we're not even kind of mitzvah. But the lemaisa is after
the mitzvah.
It's considered isa mitzvah, yes. But it's not kiyum mitzvah. It's not kiyum for you. So the shayla is like this. We mentioned before that according to the Taz, l'chura, if you're only doing it for the matzah that you have on Leila Seder. We said according to the Taz, you're allowed to be ma'arev the actual matzah, the actual chametz, even if it's be'en, because it's a tzarich mitzvah. The shayla is, what is the kezayis matzah? It's Rabbi Chaim's kezayis is the Chazon Ish's kezayis.
So it's a kiyum mitzvah every kezayis.
Oh, according to the Maral learns that even after the kezayisim, all the matzahs that we in Leila said is considered to be. We kind of miss a barab tech lematzes. It's not just a kezayis. So l'chura, since if we go with the maral that learns that everything that you eat on Leila Seder, it's not the answer to the time, only kezayis after the kezayis, then it's already considered to be a reshus. Everything that we eat during the Leila Seder is considered to be a kiyum mitzvah. So therefore, l'chura would still say, according to that, mitzvah is lav leonis mitzvah. Now we had the machlokes between the Rashba and the Taz, and we're trying to understand what is the Nekudas HaMachalikas between them. So let's go back into what we saw, the Taz over here, all the way in the bottom in the first side, who brought the Machalikas between the Levush and the Bach. What is the Pshat in Ein Batal Eslichat Chila? Levush says like this. Levush says, the Taz of Amal HaGazir HaShem Yom HaLahat HaKolo Isra, he says that the reason why we say that that also in vatal isur chatchila is because since you are being mevatel isur, so that means that we're afraid you're going to be matter the whole isur, because it's possible to be able to eat isur, whether it is by mixing it makes it, there should be a light, there should be something light in the isur, and therefore Chachov Abonon said, could be assumed that the rice are going to arrive at the city. Rice and vatal isur chatchila. And the reason is because when the Torah says Leisech al Neveila, he says, when the Torah says Leisech al Neveila, the Torah is telling us that not only should you eat nevela, you shouldn't do anything that will allow you to be able to eat this nevela either. It's not just it's a ma'aseh achila of nevela that is aser. Rather, when the Torah tells us that there's an iser, the Torah wants that you should not eat that, and therefore, that's the Rabbi that learns that in the iser, what's the iser deraisa? This deraisa is the iser gufa. The Torah is telling us, don't eat so and so. Not only should you not eat it behavior, don't do something, don't be an Eber Chacham, and be mevatel until you be able to eat this nevela. The Torah is saying that that is also aser. That's what Rabbi holds in the iser chatchila. And the Lush is telling us that something is becoming kal in our eyes, and therefore, we say that that's why you're not allowed to do mevatel. So the Shach brings down mevatel shechatchila according to Eretz Yisrael Deraisa. I said, but the Ashur Khan explains very beautifully. So the Chalal Alisase, it's part of Alisase itself. A marshal like Shech Alavela, so like Tavakish Tistik, you shouldn't do things in order to be matel achila. You know the detail. So l'chura, this might be machlekes between the Rashi and the Taz, according to the Svar Levush. L'chura, there's no reason to be mechalek between if right now it is heter or afterwards it's going to become aser, because l'maisa saif kol saif. Since according to the Taz, the Chazal did not want this to be in the henna from the Isser altogether, so therefore we said there's an Isser Mevatlan and Shaykh on it. You're not allowed to take the Isser Behedia and to be Mevatl, but before it becomes an Isser, the Chuy is just causing this should not come with the Isser, so therefore that's not the Takanas Chazal and Mevatlan. So the Chuy, according to this, that would be my question between the Rashba and the Taz. What is the reason for Mevatlan? Is the reason for Mevatlan because the Torah does not want that we should have any, that we should be in the hand from the Isser? If that's the case, what's the difference whether right now it's also, if it's not right now, also Lemaisa, I'm doing right now something to allow me to eat chametz during Pesach. Torah says don't eat chametz during Pesach, so it's before Pesach. So Lemaisa is Dr. Hashem, it's still also because you're doing something that will allow you, since you're doing it, and I'll not see it later on, so therefore, even though it's Eter, the reason for Mevatlan Shechatchila applies over here also. As opposed to according to the Taz, he says that the Torah doesn't want that we should be in the henna from the Isser. If so, L'chur, if eventually, right now it's Heter, so the whole reason does not apply. With this, we can vassal and stand on the machlaik between Shavur and Chazanish. Shulchan Aruch brings it out like this. That's the last three Ma'amakaymes. Bein chomet shesayu kodem Pesach v'ra Pesach, bein shesayu kodem Pesach v'ra Pesach, batlu b'shish. It says like this. You have chomet that became mixed before Pesach, and it's over la Pesach, so that we understand there's no iser of chomet shesayu kodem Pesach. But if it got mixed on Pesach, and over la Pesach, we say there's batlu b'shish. The problem is that if it got mixed on Pesach, there's no shish. It's iser mashu. So why do we say legabe the iser of chomet shalav Pesach? It depends on whether it was shishim or not. On Pesach itself, it's also a mashu. It's also a mishnah berurah. Beis shesayu Pesach, beis shesayu b'shege Pesach b'shishim. That it got mixed on Pesach b'shege. Gavai b'shah, and a person left it. Even though the truth is that it should be mevayret, but lemaisa he left it around. I feel amazing. Sure, don't look over in a turn about Yireh because he's not over since it's mixed in Shishim. He's not over in a turn about Yireh. The Mutalacha Pesach, I feel about Chila. I feel him Yireh amazing. It says, even if he was Mahar amazing, didn't come out of Israel Chachila, you were with your day since Saritasim. Hey, because Mahar amazing, Zog Mishle Brura, that it would be Osir because you're being about to an Isir. Zog Tachazanish. Mishle Brura says, if you're Mahar Pesach, Pesach Mashu also Lacha Pesach Kedim Vatos Lachatchila Zog Chazanish Vizet Teima Shachom Se Pesach Oser Mashu Ve'en Kam Bittul Iser. This is your Mevatel and Pesach. There's no Bittul Iser. It's Oser Mashu. So therefore your Mevatel amazes it. So we have a problem of Mevatos Lachatchila. You are not Mevatel a thing. And Pesach is still Oser Mashu. This is your cause of the Pesach. When we come back to this, we'll go and show you as how you're just causing this should not be us later on. So the Machlek is between Mr. Burr and Chazan. Mr. Burr says that if you're Me'arev on Pesach, Be'ezid, it's us. And it's going to be, you're going to have an Issa of Chavish Pesach. Chazir says, Barasha, because you were not mevatel anything on Pesach, it's also a mashu. You caused it that there shouldn't be an Israel Chacham Shabbat Pesach afterwards. He says, you just causing that there shouldn't be an Israel later on. But right now you did nothing. He says, look, it would be mutter. So there is an open machlekes between the Shmuel and Chazanish in the case that you're me'arev you're mevatel v'shishim chametz on Pesach v'mezid. Mishmur says it's osur. You're mevatel v'mezid, and Chazanish says you're mevatel nothing because on Pesach itself it is osur mashu, and you just made it that you were going that there should be an issue later on. What's the machlekes between the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah? Now Chazanish is saying clearly, Goyim Shelo Ye'Oser. You're just causing Shelo Ye'Oser. Is there a problem of being Goyim Shelo Ye'Oser? L'chura, those are the words that we saw in the Bach. That is causing it Shelo Ye'Oser. L'chura, the same achlekes that we had between the Magen Avraham and between the Taz and the Rashba. L'chura, it's the same bit of this machlekes. That according to Mishnah Berurah, he learned that Eim Batlin, even though you were not a Batl, say you're causing for the Isra Chavis, they should go away, should become this Batl, and that is what Chazal did not want you to do. In Chazal, Midirais, according to Rivet, Mashiach, according to Chazanish, he holds the Chur like the Taz, he holds that it would be mutter to him, because right now, look how that is considered to be Hatta, and therefore, there is no problem. Based on Hashem, Ranshav should be Zaka us, we should be able to Nishma from the issue of comments on Pesach, and to know that that's a an opportunity for a person to be able to grow, to come closer to Yerushalayim, to the Vatel, the Rabbi Vatel, the Yetzer Hara, Beis Hashem, Shuzayich, to the Ruhim, Hevi Yameinu, Reich Hashem, and Hashem, and Hashem, and Hashem.